So Marx went looking for capital. We and Rosa and Kropotkin and Bakunin are looking for power. Marx is looking for laws, quote unquote, that capture the trajectory of the accumulation of capital in order to prove that that trajectory ends in our freedom. Others, like Albert O. Hirschman, saw a different trajectory, the evolution of statecraft, putting that hand that crafts, their axe, before the abstractions that thought creates to legitimate those actions. Because explanation, in terms of inherent laws of development, is necessarily legitimization. What Hirschman found, a continuously renewed and strengthened attendance to Plato's dictum, there must be no split in the unity of the master class, i.e. the point then, now, and ever will be while it lasts, preserving class, which means herding the cattle. Marx was looking for money and means, so to theorize how we the people would conquer them, thereby guaranteeing our freedom. It wouldn't even occur to him to look for child-rearing activists, for a bunch of Humboldts and cousins installing the systems that would make us all, rulers and ruled, shepherds and sheep, obedient to and lusting for authority. Because that's how we got conquered. That's what needed him to have his eyes on. But he couldn't know that. It was unfolding as he had his eyes on the stage, on the theater. And so, in answer to the question we asked last week, why are we devoting time to an 18th Brumaire reading? One answer is because we want to know how Marx sees the state, sees power, so we can get clearer and all get on the same page and together, that we're wrestling with a different animal than what Marx wrote to help us wrestle with, an entirely different animal. And so we need to sort of not allow that weight of mistaken thinking to hold us down right now. It's time for us to take off. And we need to encourage each other in so doing. But we're also reading 18th Brumaire in order to see that abstract theory in and of itself, per se, is but the state in hiding, in its ethereal haunt from which it comes to corral our heads as dictatorially as the bayonets press against our chests.